Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. 1 minute silence has been held in Toulouse today to mark the 20th anniversary of the explosion at the AZF factory. A remembrance ceremony took place with the mayor of Toulouse in attendance, along with the families of those who were killed in the blast. 31 people died and 2,500 people were injured in the accident, and another tens of thousands of local residents had their homes destroyed or damaged. A memorial was unveiled retracing the history of the factory. President Macron reached out to the families of the victims in a tweet. Remaining in the city of Toulouse, a court of appeal has rejected a request for the release of Cédric Jubilard, who has been charged with the murder of his wife Delphine. He has been in prison for the past 3 months and will be questioned by magistrates in mid-October. 6 members of a small far-right group are on trial from today in Paris for terrorist projects. Having disassembled 4 years ago, this organisation was preparing to carry out attacks on French soil against people of non-French origin, but also political figures such as Christophe Castaner and Jean-Luc Mélenchon. In Marseille, a police officer from the Juvenile Brigade has been imprisoned for the rape of a minor, crimes he allegedly committed in the Philippines. He also had photos and videos of child pornography on his computer. He has now been placed under surveillance for several months after an investigation was launched following an internal report. Today sees the start of a conference on wages for civil servants. Unions are calling for a generalised re-evaluation of wages in relation to the index point, which is used to calculate the remuneration of all civil servants. Talks will continue until the month of February. In news of the health crisis and a symbolic milestone passed in the United States, there have now been more than 675,000 deaths from the coronavirus, which is more than for the Spanish flu. The current pandemic has become the deadliest in the history of the country. And finally to women's football tonight, when the French team take on Slovenia at 9 o'clock. The team thrashed Greece 10-0 on Friday, taking them through the qualifiers for the 2023 World Cup. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.